News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hospital consultant says he's having to offer his public cancer patients a treatment he knows is the second best available, even though there is a better alternative to private patients in Ireland. Michael McCarthy, consultant medical oncologist at University Hospital Galway. Explain to us why you have to do this, Michael.
Thanks for asking me to come on this morning. I suppose just to give some context, first of all, so oncologists and patients have long pointed out that there is in Ireland an average of about 2 year delay from the point a new cancer treatment is approved by the EMA and the time that it's reimbursed by the HSE. And over recent years, the Minister Donnelly and the Department of Health have taken several strong steps to address this. And while we wait the final report from the MASRS implementation group, hopefully in the coming weeks, the Minister has indicated publicly that the NCCN and the NCPE will both get more resources to make the process more efficient. And I have little doubt that that will shorten that 2 year delay for public patients. And I'm grateful to the Minister for these steps. The problem, though, briefly, that exists...
Yeah, thank you.
For 30 to 40% of EMA-approved treatments never make it through this process for reimbursement. So there's a gap in what will be available to HSE patients. And over the past year, insurance companies have publicly committed to making all EMA-licensed cancer patients available to private patients and private hospitals.
Ah,
and they seem
okay.
to be holding up to this promise. So for private patients and private hospitals, there's no delay and there's no gap.
So, because I had always thought that the issue in the Irish health service was about access, speedy access to the system. But once you got in, public and private patients, particularly for really serious illnesses, there was no difference in the treatment. But you're saying there has been a change that these new drugs are licensed, that are licensed, are accepted much quicker by private insurance than that by the state. Is that in it in a nutshell?
That's it in a nutshell. So previously, up until the past year, it had been the case, broadly speaking, that insurance companies, even for private patients and private hospitals, would generally follow the HSE reimbursement advice. But that has changed.
I think the Minister has said he's funding 34 new staff to try and speed up this process. Will that work?
I think it will. So I expect in the years ahead that the current average 2 year delay will shorten as a result of these measures. And I welcome those measures. I think they're very positive. But it still means that for 30 to 40% of EMA-approved drugs that don't process through the system currently, public patients will never have access to those medications.
How can we change that?
It's complicated. I think it largely comes down to cost. You know, the price of these new treatments is very high. You know, it costs maybe hundreds of euros to pay for chemotherapy drugs, but it can cost tens of thousands of euros to pay for an immunotherapy drug. So I think there needs to be close collaboration between the HSE industry and clinicians to try and prioritise new cancer treatments for reimbursement and to work on getting the price down.
So, Michael, look, a really complex area, and to be you're being very reasonable about this. You're not going for cheap shots here, but you're saying as an oncologist at the moment, you have to recommend some of your patients, if they have health insurance, to go private rather than public. And that's not really good enough, is it?
Well, you know, that's what it all boils down to. I know there'll be lots of strong opinions on many aspects of this issue, but what it boils down to is in day-to-day practice, I now have to, I'm in a position where I have to refer my patients to private hospitals to access the latest treatments. And I think in the short term, that problem is going to get worse as more EMA licenses are approved for new high-cost cancer medications.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's a difficult problem to solve.
It is. Okay. Well, look, it is something we will put to the Minister the next time we speak to him. Michael McCarthy, consultant medical oncologist at University Hospital Galway. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.